Let's change gears to the recent events with Osama bin Laden, the SEAL Team 6 getting, you know, huge just media attention now and more things coming to light about the Navy SEALs. In your head, you know, in your thoughts, kind of, if you were in that position, what was going down with these guys when they got the orders to go in? I mean, as far as their training and the mission that had to be done and the outcome and everything, what were these guys thinking about? How was this going to go down to them?
Well, they were thinking step by step. They'd plan this thing out, train for years, and that's the thing you got to realize, Sean. These guys didn't just start training whenever they found out that he may be here in this compound. These guys have been training, most of them, for years, doing different things to get ready for this particular op. The fact that they, as most people think, had a chance to know about this in advance, let them be more specific in their training. But keep in mind, by joining that team, you're ready to go at a moment's notice.
Sure.
The ops we had in Somalia, most of them, we had very little notice, and we sure didn't have time to build a compound and do it. But here's two things that they did right that we did not do right in the Black Hawk Down incident. Number one, in Mogadishu, we're working with the United Nations, and there was no such thing as OPSEC. You're familiar with operational security?
Yeah.
Yeah, no such thing as that. I am convinced, as is most people who are there with me, that they knew we were coming. It was an ambush. They were set up ready for us, and they'd already seen how we do business, you know, four or five times before when we've done these ops. So the other thing is, when the helicopters went down, we had to go from a snatch-and-grab op, grabbing these key militia officials, to picking our people up. Okay, now come forward to the bin Laden compound. There was no OPSEC violation. The president got it right by not telling Pakistan. I'm sitting here as a diehard Republican having to tell you that because I got to give credit where credit's due. He did that the right way. And when their Black Hawk went down, had a backup helicopter to come in and get them. I can't tell you exactly what they were thinking, but I can tell you this. They had taken some of the lessons learned from a previous op and applied it to this op, and it went off beautifully, and God bless them.
I don't think anybody's got, you know, other than the president and the men that were there, have the 100% full detail list of what went down. But the fact that one of the copters crashed while going in, and everybody was fine, everybody that went in made it back out within minutes. To me, the professionalism on that team, it's just mind-blowing. The more details that come to light, I'm just like, how is that possible, you know?
That really speaks well of how elite and how special these people are, doesn't it?
It was amazing.
And that's the thing. That was one of the two reasons for writing the book. First reason was, hey, look, these people are making sacrifices for you, for our country, on a daily basis by, like, sacrificing time with family, time away, their personal life, the hardships, the mental toughness, the physical toughness. And the second reason was overcoming adversity, overcoming adversity. And the hardest thing that I ever did, John, was assimilate back into civilian life.
Oh.
By far the hardest thing I ever did, and actually had some really bad thoughts while I was assimilating back in about, actually committing suicide.
Sure.
At one point. And that's because I had post-traumatic stress disorder, and I had this other thing called survivor guilt. People may or may not have heard of that. It's a hard cross to bear. I look and see 18 guys that died that day, and I was allowed to live. Why is that?
Yeah.
And that weighs on you. So to see this come full circle and go from that terrible op to this great op, it's like I can finally, like, close the door, because most people know by now the people who shot me and everybody that day was funded, trained, and supplied by Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. I got a few more seconds with you. I want to at least give you some time to tell us the name of the book, where they can find it, and anything else you'd like to say about it.
Well, I went over the two reasons I wrote the book, basically just to show people, hey, you got a great team out there. Don't give up any operational security. And the other thing is, hey, if you got an adversity in your life, talk about it. It doesn't make you weak, no matter who you are. And I've got hundreds of emails telling me thank you for that. But the name of the book is SEAL Team 6, Memoirs of an Elite Navy SEAL Sniper, and you can get it anywhere. I mean, they've got it in all the bookstores and on Amazon. But I'd also like to say, again, everybody that puts on a uniform is a hero. We all just have a different op, and God bless our military.
Howard, sir, I can't thank you enough for your time and, again, your service into our United States military. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'm just the whole SEAL experience is a little more brought to light. And I just can't thank you enough for hanging out today.
All right, thank you.
Take care.